artifact looting on Game and Fish lands near Dubois, and chronic wasting disease discovered in an elk hunt area in the Casper region. Hi, I'm Ray Hageman. Details next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish is asking for the public's help in a recent incident of artifact looting and vandalism on Wyoming Game and Fish Commission lands near Dubois. Commission lands are managed to conserve wildlife habitat and provide public opportunities for hunting, fishing, and recreation. They also hold important cultural and historical resources that tell the story of Wyoming's past. When individuals illegally remove or destroy artifacts, the damage is permanent. Jason Hunter, Lander Region Wildlife Supervisor, says looting not only strips the land of irreplaceable history, it jeopardizes the privilege of public access to these areas for everyone. Hunter says these lands are owned by the Game and Fish Commission and are open to unlimited public access for much of the year. It's the department's responsibility to safeguard them for future generations. To encourage leads in this case, an anonymous donor has offered a reward of up to $10,000 for information that results in a conviction. Anyone with information is urged to call the Stop Poaching Hotline at 1-877-WGFD-TIP. Game and Fish thanks the public for being vigilant and reporting misuse on commission-owned lands. Preserving these landscapes, both for wildlife and the cultural stories they hold, ensures Wyoming's wild places remain whole for generations to come. Now, the Game and Fish has confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease for the first time in Elk Hunt Area 116 in the Casper region. Game and Fish confirmed the presence of CWD in an adult found in the hunt area in the northeast corner of the state. Elk Hunt Area 116 is bordered by CWD positive areas 117, which was detected in 2008, and Area 129, which was detected in 2020. The hunt area is within the Black Hills elk herd, which spans elk areas 116, 117, and Hunt Area 1. CWD was detected in 2020. To ensure that the public is informed, Game and Fish announces when CWD is found in a new hunt area. CWD is 100% fatal to infected deer, elk, and moose. Continued monitoring of CWD over time is important to help Game and Fish understand the potential impacts of the disease, as well as evaluate future management actions. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.